That went overseas, I came back with an adjustment problem. My problem? The women. The women, you see, when you spend a couple of tours in Saigon, you just get used to a certain modus operandi. I get a pass to go off the base, I drive into Saigon, find the first bar I could, I'd walk through the door, unlimber the timber, and stand there and say, "All right, who's gonna jump on this bad boy?" And I tell you, there'd be a stampede of women leaping off the bar stools, fighting for the chance. You know, $20, you got dinner, you got dancing, you got a bottle of wine, you drained the vein, you would be back on base in time for the movie. Total time elapsed, hour and a half, 2 hours. So, when I got back to the States, needless to say, I was used to that thing. You know, I couldn't get into the dating ritual, you know? You pick them up, you take them out, you know, $60 later on the visa. Then you're going out for drinks, and finally you get back, and it's like, "Oh, no, I don't think I really want to. Oh, let's not ruin a good time. Call me again. Come on." I'm thinking to myself, "What? What is this here?" And then I recall, I guess that's the way it was before I left. The ritual, the whining, the dining, hours spent oftentimes to no avail. You'd go home frustrated and aching. Aching with desire. So I stopped dating for the longest time. Because, you know, I just couldn't go through all that rigmarole. And one day when I was at my low point, I walked into the supermarket. And I saw this girl in there, Vietnamese girl. I looked at her, and the second our eyes met, I recognized her. I remembered her from the bars of Saigon. And I went over to talk to her, and I saw she was standing next to some guy. He had a USMC tattoo on, and I thought, "Oh, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me this woman somehow conned this guy into thinking that she was just some innocent wallflower. He married her, and he brought her back over here." And I thought to myself, "Should I tell that guy?" He said, "Hang on a second, Aye." And I said, "I remember, that was her name, Aye. We used to call her Gaggin' Annie." He said, "You stay with the groceries, I'm gonna get the car." Well, the second he walked out of the store, she came over to me. She said, "You not tell my husband?" I said, "I don't know." She said, "Oh, please, you not tell my husband." I said, "Well, baby, maybe you can convince me to keep my mouth shut. What do you say? Just one for old time's sake, huh?" She looked over her shoulder. Her husband was still trying to get a car out of the parking space. She jumped that bad boy. And then, a couple minutes later, after I had gritted my teeth and squinted my eyes, she was gone with her groceries. I stood there with tears rolling down my cheeks. The store manager, who had witnessed the whole thing, came over and said, "Look, look, good, it's good that you're crying. What, do you feel guilty over what you've just done?" I said, "No. I feel a longing for the old days. You know..."